Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I've lived a life where we all make mistakes. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Nobody's perfect. And there's been plenty of times in my life. Like I said, I grew up in LA, man.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of times in my life where there are moral crossroads.
Sure.
And, you know, some are small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, smoke a little this, do a little that.
Yep.
Have a little fun, do whatever. Inconsequential, but some aren't.
Sure. Yeah.
When those moments come, at least for me.
Yeah.
I heard Jack in there all the time.
Hmm.
Giving that speech to Nina.
Yeah. Yes. Right? Yeah.
From season one about compromise.
Compromise. Yep. Yep.
And then pretty soon you're always compromising because that's how you think things are done.
Sure. Yeah.
Right, and that rang with me. I mean, it's a fictional guy writing some words that some mm-hmm. other guy told him to say.
Yeah.
That's a life lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
And 24 and Jack especially, but many other characters are there. Of course, right now Jack's at the forefront of my mind. So,
sure, yeah.
But many times, like when he was dying in season 7, and Renee's like ready to go do all the Jack stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, we're different people. I didn't take an oath. The promises I made were to keep people safe at all costs.
Sure. Yeah.
You're upholding the Constitution and the laws. That's not what I do.
Sure. Yeah.
So you have to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that just speaks to responsibility, you know? And, you know, and geez, I've become a father. But, you know, between when 24 started, when LAD came out, actually, it was season 8. I had kids. They were babies, you know?
Yep.
And it was just, you just look at 24 and you feel it. And it, so much of what I do, you're going to laugh. My daughter's name is Chloe.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Kind of tricked my wife a little bit. Like, we were going through names. And I can't do Kim.
Yeah.
My sister's name is Kim.
Okay, yeah.
And Jack would be too on the nose. In my house, that would be like if I named him Batman.
Or Jack Bauer.
Right, yeah. Jack Bauer specifically is his name. Jack Bauer, right. So I just threw it out there because she was shooting down all these names, you know, and I specifically did it because I'm a Beatle fan, right? And I told her, what about Semolina Pilcher? Like from I'm the Walrus? Of course, the wife saw that like skeet shoot. Bam!
Yeah, not going to happen.
And then right after I go, what about Chloe? And she lit up and she liked it. And I didn't want to remind her right at first because I knew. Yeah. I mean, she liked 24, but not, you know, not like us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, so
my
so
son's name is David, actually, too. But that's after my dad and my wife's dad. But it just happens to also be a 24 name.
You know what? I wanted my son's first name was going to be. Adam Clayton, bass player for U2.
Yeah, thank you.
3 weeks before he was born, Adam Clayton did the soundtrack for Mission Impossible. So there's a huge commercial, and it's like featuring a soundtrack by Adam Clayton. And I went, and my ex-wife looked at me. She said, "You tried to get that by me." I said, I was 2 weeks out. I can't. I was at the home stretch. I was like, she's not going to find out till 6 weeks from now. And I don't care. Nope.
That's great.
Wasn't meant to be. But Chloe's a good one. And Chloe's a great name.
Regardless. Yeah. It works. It's a great name. And also I can be like, you know, Daddy's show.
Yeah, she's a Detroit, you know, born and raised.
Oh, Mary Lynn?
Yeah, Mary Lynn is, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yes, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's connections here for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, there's so much of that. I remember it just informs so much of my life. I mean, there was a time, it was actually this is a little deep. Season three was going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a little bit of a drug problem myself. I wasn't jamming needles and chunk like that.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was doing drugs here and there. Rick, I was, you know, party animal, teenager, musician guy.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, by the end of that season, it was like it didn't sit right in me anymore. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And it would always come back. I would always come back to it. I would always come back like, you know, Jack was walking from heroin and doing all that stuff. And I was like, here I am. Like, you know, we're not exactly on the same page. It's like stuff I used to say, you know, doesn't cue into who I am anymore.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was just, it wasn't solely 24 or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's that, you know, there's that thing.
It's maybe, a conversation. It's a conversation that you're having because of 24, right?
Right, with myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And it's something like maybe like a mental trinket that you take with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you kind of put Jack in the back of your head. You know what I mean? And you go, all right.
Yeah.
Bauer scientist, you know what I mean?
Like, and see, Jack Bauer, like I said, season one sold me pretty much from the first episode. That Alan York moment sold me that I couldn't trust anybody now. And it was like, I don't know what I thought I knew for the last 6 hours. I don't know it at all. I don't know anything. Which excites me.
So
which
James is watching us in the hospital, and Alan York's not Alan York, and I finally found my wife, and now I gotta leave, and she, I don't know what she thinks, but season one, it's so
good. So another moment in season one that had me like, this show is beyond just a regular TV show, was David Palmer's secretary, that whole storyline of her showing up and saying, Sherry's approved. I'm yours. Like, because all Sherry wanted was dirt.
She wanted control.
Yeah, she wanted that dirt on him.
Strings, and if it couldn't be her, it was going to be someone she controlled.
Yeah. And so I'm a young husband at the time, and I'm watching this guy bring her in, and you go, he's going to do it. He's going to compromise. Right. And then he's like, get out.
Get your stuff. get out. I was like, oh,
and I'm just
I'll
like,
tell you, man, David, I often wonder how much of the percentage of my votes for Barack Obama were due to indirect.
I agree.
To David Palmer, man. I mean, the only difference is the shoulders. When you listen to them, they're talking and they're deep voiced and they're good sounding. They say the right things. And it's just like, man. Yeah, like 24 sold me already. Like, I've often thought, like...
Oh, it definitely had an influence. There was definitely an influence there.
Right? I think you maybe even read that somewhere, but, I mean, I don't know if that's, a common...
Well, did you...
For me, I mean, anybody who likes 24, I know, if you like David Palmer, I mean, come on. He set you up for that, right? Yeah. Like,
do you remember Chris Rock did a movie called Head of State? Where he becomes the president, right?
Yes.
And he said after Barack Obama got in, he said, I would have never made that movie because I never thought in my lifetime I would ever see a black president. Right. And I felt the same way. I'm on a border city, so I spent a lot of time in Detroit. And I said this for years, I'll never see a black president. And to my expectation wasn't there. Right. And so the night of the election, I think it was Dan Rather, one of the big commentators. They had their purse go out and buy a picture of all the presidents and like the existing presidents that had been. And he said, this picture's changed forever. And you're like, oh my gosh. Like I remember being stunned just because I didn't think I'd ever see it. I knew it would happen one day, but I didn't think it would happen when I was alive. And I think,
you know, on a deep level, that was just a great moment. I mean,
and I fully believe that 24 portraying a president, a black man as a president, had an influence in
an honorable black president. Like, he was the absolute most honorable person on that show. So many times they try to, like, secondhand
trip him up, kick him out.
They give a person of color, like, a position of power in a show, but then they make them all.
Yeah, a puppet. They make him a puppet,
some
right?
Some kind of scandal thing, you know. But like we were just talking about, David Plummer is like, there is the door. I'm a married man. I'm running for president. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was crazy. That
it was phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Really.
And that's when I was like, I think that's when I took it to my parents' house. I'm like, you got to see this because you've never seen a show like this that deals with this kind of stuff this way.
Yeah, and it was just done in such a real context, like. Sometimes I get mad at folks that they're like, oh, it's so unbelievable. I was like, you know, it wasn't even until season three that I started feeling at all that it was hokey. And a little. Not even hokey. That's the wrong word. Strike hokey. Replace hokey with believable or unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. In that context of things that will or won't happen in the real world.
Sure.
And I felt 24 season one was a whole bunch of things that could have happened in the real world and coincidentally happened on this day.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the selling of this crazy day that nobody's ever going to have because all this stuff happens coincidentally on one day. Coincidence is a marvelous word.
Right.
It's a writer's plaything, right? Coincidence can be nothing in chapter one. And it can be the basis of the story at the end.
Or
nothing forever, right? And like when I hear people say, oh, this is so unbelievable. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I know it was out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this was like in the same 5-year period that Firefly was on.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Like,
yep.
I mean, I was like, what's unbelievable?
Yeah, exactly.
Because like I said earlier, I felt like it was my first like
adult show.
There's no superheroes or powers or aliens in this show. So, you know, like
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like maybe not the absolute first, but definitely the first that I was just hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, I forgot watching season two a couple weeks ago. I forgot because the whole insurrection, right, where they toss him out and they take over, what his response was to them at the end. He's like, we're all under pressure. I need you to do your job now. And it was like the look on all their faces when he's like, no, I won't accept your resignations. Just go do your job. And you're like,
man,
yeah, because otherwise he's got chaos. If he lets them all walk, he's got chaos. And he literally says, you had a lapse in judgment, and basically it's all forgiven. We're not going to talk about this again, except for you, Novik.
Right. So, well, you know, Novik, God, man. You know, people, he's such a penny in the air.
Yeah.
Depending on which side he lands, he's a phenomenal character.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, I'm sure Lynn Kresge wouldn't have anything good to say about him.
Probably not. If she can speak, if she can speak at all, we don't even know.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm inclined to think that she did not survive because Lynn was not the type that wouldn't say.
Right. Yeah.
And Palmer is not the type that if he knew would let it go.
How that played out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Like the fact that Mike just left and was able to be serving in Logan's administration.
Sure.
I think speaks to the fact that Lynn didn't survive.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because just based on David Plummer alone, you know, he still was president for another, 2 years?
Another 2 years. Yep.
He definitely would have had him arrested.
Yeah. Well, again, you've answered my one question because Lynn Kresge has been in the back of my head since
he fell.
Since the Adams
took her away and Mike Novik. But she's going, it was Mike. And he's, don't try to speak. Yeah.
Don't try to speak. You're okay.
Yeah, don't speak. Yeah, that's a good one, Mike.
Hey. Lynn Kresge. What's your favorite open-ended? Lynn Kresge, Marie Warner, certainly Mandy. Mandy's, I think, my top villain.
Yeah. Could be said Tony is an open end right now too.
Tony's open end. Yep, absolutely.
And I don't know if we count the novels But if we don't count the novels, then Chase is open-ended.
Right. Yep. Yep. True.
God, there's so many.
I mean, so many people die, but just some good ones. Well, Logan's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, Logan's
still alive.
I think they said he had brain damage from the shot.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure though. That's all of that stuff that they talk about outside. You know, over here outside of the school.
Yeah.
I'm not 100%. I read that.
I still love, because I loved Mandy from day one, because you didn't know what was going on. She was day one, like she was the hour one. Crazy.
Yeah, she was the first villain. Blew up that airplane.
When she blew up the airplane. But to negotiate.
They snuck a dildo on TV. When she pulled it out of her bag. That still blows my mind to this day. You just so kind of that out. There ain't nothing else that is.
They pushed it through.
Yeah, and I'm like, you saw that, right?
But I mean, that's
Mandy, right? She was that mix of, you know, a little bit of sexual desire, a little bit of evil, a little bit of, you know.
Yeah.
Little bit of caring. In the beginning, they wanted you to care about her when she had the girlfriend that was stupid and got killed. And then you were like, oh, no, poor girlfriend. And
right.
James had her locked in for the next job or whatever. And you almost felt bad for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, she's one of the few where you don't have the backstory. You don't have a backstory, which makes her that much more valuable. I remember, and of course the deal, her cutting the deal was beautiful.
Oh yeah,
was beautiful. But I don't know if you were watching. She was tweeting when LAD was happening.
Okay.
She was tweeting. I think at one point I remember her tweeting that she was on set.
Really?
I don't know if you ever caught that, but there was I was watching her
on Twitter.
I was watching her on Twitter and
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At one point, she said something to the effect of, you know, it's good to be back on set. And there were a couple things that she said that were cryptic, but if you knew what was going on behind the scenes, there's only one in production that she would be back on set for. And right. So I half wonder if there's scenes out there from LED that she's in, because I always waited for her return. I was always...
Man, you know, there's some wicked
villains.
With the way LAD ended, it was like they told Kiefer and they told us too that they were going to have a solid ending.
Yeah.
I know Kiefer looked at him just like we did. Like, hey.
Wait a minute.
That's not solid, bro.
That's not solid at all.
That's not solid at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, I was dreading a solid ending.
Right.
I dread the day. I used to say for years, and going past season 5, I really wanted Jack to get the happy ending.
Yeah.
And I convinced myself that if he didn't get it, I was going to be pissed. But now, I don't think that can ever happen.
Right.
I don't think Jack, I think Kiefer said it, and I remember going, oh man, you don't say that. Like he said, that has to die. That's the way it has to end. Like
I prefer that he's still alive.
I want him to bounce Kim's daughter on his knee and get the whole grandpa thing. And he's freaking earned
it. He's earned it, and then some.
Nobody else.
But he's not. Yes. He's not designed to get it. He's really
I really don't think he's gonna get it. But I am convinced. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
That we'll get more.
I am too. In some way, shape, or form.
It will be Kiefer. It will be Jack. It's not gonna be a spinoff.
Yeah.
It might be like a Rainbow Sherbert. bring a little Eric Carter, bring a little, you know, sure. They had some great casts in there.
They
did. The cast was, I mean, their story was here and there and up and down, but the cast was great.
Oh, I can't think of
what's her name? That now she's on Titans.
Yes.
She plays Starfire. She's great.
She's excellent. Yeah.
She's excellent in that. The role, I've heard people critique the role, and I see what they're talking about, but the role isn't the actor.
Right, right. Yeah. So
she did a lot with kind of a little.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not all capping on 24, but there's only so much great to go around.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're filler. You're there so that Eric can drive across town.
Sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she took that, and I thought she did really good. I mean, it got her new work, you know? Like, there's one we were talking about right there. I never saw her before.
Exactly.
Before she was Eric Carter's wife. And now, you know,
everywhere.
On HBO Max, flying around with shooting fire at Robin or whatever.
Exactly.
It's really kind of a good show. I don't know if you're into that, but it's
yeah, good. I do. I liked it. Yeah. I did, but I think my favorite was The Boys. I think The Boys was next level.
I've yet to get on The Boys, but it is on the list.
As a comic guy? Yeah.
I know. Because I know it's going to be one of those where I'm in the bucket and I'm like, you know, I'm in there. And moving on it. And I'm just like, I'm so bogged for time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's only so much you can do.
It's even weird to say now with COVID because a few months ago, I had absolutely nothing to do.
No, it's still, my wife did Breaking Bad, and I watched enough to know Better Call Saul, because I love Better Call Saul, but I don't have time. Breaking Bad's like 100 hours or something. I just don't have time. I don't want to invest the time in it. I know enough about it.
My wife got into Breaking Bad in like the last couple months of my son's pregnancy. He's 7.
Okay. Yeah. But
she got on it and she watched like the whole thing, laid up in bed, you know.
So did mine.
And then she. And I've been hearing about it. I bet you couldn't not hear about it.
Right.
But she's just going off and going off and going off, and I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. I watched it. It was great.
Yeah.
It really was. Yeah. But I'm kind of with you. I'm behind a season. I'm like behind a season on everything because like I told you, when the house went, we spent so much time catching up and
priorities. Yeah. I mean,
back on that horse.
Yeah.
And new shows start off. It's so much easier to watch a new show.
Exactly.
I'm like, I don't remember what happened.
Yeah. Catching up.
I actually think I like Better Call Saul better than Breaking Bad.
I do. Yeah. My wife did the same thing your wife did. My wife did an over March break. They said, people said, when she got back to school, they said, what'd you do over the break? She said, I went to New Mexico.
Right. Spent some time in Albuquerque.
I was some time in Albuquerque. And I've seen enough that I know it and I understand it. But I love Odenkirk, partially because he was on Mr. Show.
Phenomenal.
Mr. Show with Mary Lynn.
Way back.
Mary Lynn was, that's the first time because when Chloe showed up, I was like, that's Mary Lynn from Mr. Show.
And David Cross, right, was on Mr. Show, too?
David Cross was on Mr. Show, yeah.
The great David Cross.
And Janine Garofalo was on Mr. Show, too.
Yeah, another tie to 24.
Yeah, totally.
You know, a lot of people didn't like her character. I really did.
I did, too.
She's one of those ones like Chloe used to be, where Chloe now, she's in the heart now. She can't be that same annoying... Like I'm not annoyed by Chloe at all anymore.
No,
I'm annoyed by people who Chloe annoy. You know, I'm like, you're annoyed by Chloe? What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Have you not been paying attention?
Yeah.
Like me in that season.
The best faces of that whole series. Just the looks she would give people.
And the looks that she would elicit from people, like Bill Buchanan, right, when he and then when she told Jack, you know, I'll always, you know, if you, I'm here if you need me. And he looked at her like, what? Like the best little moments. Everything's going to hell and Chloe can make you laugh. Exactly. And it doesn't take away
from
that. That's something that a lot of shows don't get. You know, they can't have a character like Chloe.
No,
it can't be like all this crazy shit in the mix and the whole world's going to go and oh my God. And Chloe's like, blurts out some craziness and you're like, oh my God, that's funny.
But you shouldn't say that.
She's perfect.
Yeah, you're going to piss off Ryan Chappelle. You're going to piss off. Can't say that.
Right.
But she says.
And then everybody gets mad at her and she just walks away, right? She's like, I don't care. Yeah. I turn around and go back to work. You're like,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, there's the group and then there's Chloe. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
It's off over here.
Yeah. But again, in LAD, you saw a different Chloe. Like, that was.
Absolutely.
Her story was amazing. Like, they
yeah. It absolutely was.
They wrote her really well for that.
Totally manipulated her with it. Yeah. And where it turned out it was just an auto crash. But of course, I'm not remembering his name right now.
The husband?
Another fairly famous actor that was playing the hacker guy that eventually turned out was working for Chang. I can't think of his name. He totally manipulated that accident.
Absolutely.
To get her to go all undercover, and you know where we started off like, oh my god, Chloe, what are you doing?
Yeah
It became, and she played that really well, you know. You she gotta did. Give it up to her, you know. She was one of those, like Odenkirk, that was known for fun.
Exactly
I mean, you can go back to like Leslie Nielsen.
She's not known for drama.
Leslie Nielsen was known for being super serious. Hooper did Police Squad.
Yeah.
And that's it. The guy's career is completely different.
Yeah.
You know? And she has that quality, like Odenkirk also, where they're known for their funny, but then all of a sudden you're looking at them do drama, like
they're nailing. Yeah. They're nailing. Yeah.
Brando.
Yeah. There's not usually a lot of crossover in you know, from comedy into serious. But you know where I want to leave it tonight?
All right.
RoboCop.
Okay, the RoboCop.
The RoboCop connection.
The RoboCop connection.
Peter Weller.
When he was the same guy that was melting, right?
Yes.
Right at the end. God, that scene terrified me as a child. so great. And Peter Weller, of course. Peter Weller, one of the best bad guys to 24, I thought.
Yes, I saw
Jack fighting Jack.
I saw RoboCop on opening night. In Detroit, so you're in New Detroit or Detroit,
right?
Well, again, that's one of those, like you said, when you used to see stuff where you knew. Absolutely. I'm watching a story about Detroit, and I'm in Detroit, and I'm like, this is cool, man.
Yeah. So then,
Peter Weller, all of them, Ray Wise, but all of them showed up in, like, it's always been a conversation around 24 was the RoboCop connection, right? Because Red from 70s Show.
Clarence, absolutely.
Clarence Boddicker. All of the main cast, except for Nancy Gallen. I think that was her name.
Yeah, his partner.
The partner. She's the only one that didn't wind up on 24 at some point. But they never intersected. Like, it was like all of Clarence Boddicker's team. We're all on the show, which is crazy. Like, it's crazy. But then when you talk to Leslie Hope, and I remember a show she was on, it was a Canadian production. It was a TV show based on RoboCop. So Leslie Hope was
I almost remember RoboCop series, but there was no way I would have remembered Leslie Hope from it. That's crazy.
She played Ann Arkey. It's the best name ever. It's the best name ever. So
that's great.
So I'm like, not only is there just this straight RoboCop connection, there's even auxiliary extra connections that I hadn't even known until a couple of weeks ago. It didn't dawn on me that there's another RoboCop connection, but yeah.
Boy, she's had some great shows herself. You ever see that? She was in called The River.
Yes, I did see that.
That was a show I really wish they wouldn't have gave up on.
Yes,
I don't like a lot of that found footage stuff,
right?
Because it all kind of plays the same. I mean, there are. It's like something Kurt Cobain said about music. He said every style of music, every 10 years, there's a handful of really, really good bands.
Yeah.
That personify that type of music, whatever type of music it is.
Sure.
And I feel like that's almost the same with TV. You know, there's certain shows that really just are really great. And that was one of them, and it didn't get a chance to go. You know, it was like Blair Witch style quality.
I remember the originality
of the found footage stuff. Like, I'm not a big fan of that found footage junk because it plays the same.
Yeah.
It's always the same. But the River really did it in a different way.
Yeah.
And made it fun and kept it going. And that last scene where you thought they were going away and the River was just moving all around, and you're like, oh, this is great. This could go on forever.
This could go on forever, yeah. And that was only one season, right?
The River right, yeah.
One season. Yeah. Or half season.
And then what else? She was in the Strain.
Yes. She was in The Strain,
She was really good on that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she's always
do you remember her in Revolution? Did you watch Revolution?
Oh my God, yes! How could I forget she was in Revolution?
Yeah. I watched. I own it. I own the first season. The last episode she was in, Glenn Morshower was in it. There were like five 24 cast members on this one. Billy Burke obviously was in the middle of the whole thing.
Obviously,
but there were.
That was crazy because he was one of those guys, Billy Burke.
Yeah.
That kind of like. What's his name from Mad About You that was in Aliens?
Paul Reiser. Yeah.
I hated him.
Yeah.
Simply because I hated Burke.
Yes.
He was so good in Aliens that it transferred to the rest of his stuff, and I just hated him for it.
I couldn't watch Mad About You.
Trey Ripley, right?
Exactly. And
Burke was the same way at first because I hated that. Was it Matheson? Right,
yes.
But then, but as soon as that character started playing out, he's such a good actor. He sold it.
He's amazing.
He got me to stop hating him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he started so creepy on that first episode of season two.
Right.
The way he looked at Kim and the way he was looking at her, and you knew, oh, this is. And then you got the full.
I know she looks good in that outfit, dude, but you're definitely not supposed to be looking like that.
but then real quick, you found out
this guy's butt and like looks at Kim like, oh, this is nowhere fast.
But you found out who he was real quick, right? Like that.
By
the end of the first episode, you knew. Who he was, and yeah, you hated him because you're like, oh, this is not good. Crazy,
so
man.
So many things. That's another one that I didn't see him in too many places, and then I saw him a lot more after.
Yeah. Revolution was another one that should, because I mean, what do you think? Gus was in that. Gus from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Like that's.
That was his direct next part, right?
Yeah.
Or was it before? I think it was before.
I think it was just before. Yeah.
He was, man, and wasn't he great in that?
He was excellent. Just, yeah.
Such a villain.
Yeah.
Such a great villain.
Totally. Man.
And he's great. He's super great on Mandalorian.
Oh.
That's a whole other podcast. I know.
Oh, when he stepped out of the ship at the end of the first season, you're like, oh, come on. I can't even handle this. But that guy.
Got that saber deal, that dark saber. You're like, oh, man, are you kidding
me? We need a whole other podcast on The Mandalorian.
Absolutely.
So cool, man. Thank you for taking the time.
Well, anytime, man. It's great to talk to people that feel the same way, and even much better when they're cool people, man.
Well, thank you very much. we got big plans ahead. Like this is exciting because, in my opinion, we got to celebrate the 20 years. Like we got to do it up. So, well, cool. All right.
Typical barrister.
Works for Jack Bauer.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.